The bright glowing sun hung high in the sky, shining at my face through my bedroom window like a powerful torch. Leaping out of bed, I ran carelessly down the stairs. I could hear my mom getting my morning cereal ready for me for a change. "Thank you, Mom," I exclaimed as I ate my delicious bowl of cereal. Mom asked, "Don't you ever get tired of cereal?" I replied, "Never." I ate fairly fast as I wanted to squeeze in an extra kilometer in my daily run. As I left the house, I shouted to my mom that today was going to be an unforgettable day, and it was, but for all the wrong reason. Click, I unlocked the door as the sound of birds chirping traveled through my ears like a colorful feather. "Bye, sweetie," yelled my mom as I left the house. I thought to myself, this is the life I've dreamed of. Suddenly, I start to notice faint smoke coming from the volcano that laid next to the village. I simply ignored it. Boom, fire pumped out of the volcano like a pistol. Now I was worried. Little by little, lava started oozing down the outrageous volcano. I was too late. Suddenly, the volcano started shooting blazing rocks of hot lava. I stepped back and tried with all my might to run as far away from the raging volcano behind me as I can. "Come on, don't stop now. Keep running," I thought to myself as I sprinted like a jaguar. And when I could run no more, I got hit. The volcano didn't stop until everything had been destroyed. It was a monster. The lava was eating everything in sight like a lion in a zebra zoo. One day later, nothing was left, not a standing house to be seen. It was a deserted land. The village was no more.